Welcome to the Farm Answers Podcast. The Farm Answers Podcast takes a deeper look at projects funded by the USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Beginning Farm and Rancher Development Program and how they are reaching beginning farmers and ranchers.
The United States Department of Agriculture provides assistance to beginning farmers and ranchers through various programs. I'm your host, Megan Engel, and today I sit down with the USDA's Beginning Farmer and Rancher National Coordinator, Sarah Campbell, Michigan's USDA Beginning Farmer and Rancher State Coordinator, Amy Swenson, and Curtis Monken, a member of the BFRDP Clearinghouse team, to learn more about all of the resources available to beginning farmers and ranchers. Before we dive into all that USDA has to offer beginning farmers and ranchers, let's do some brief introductions because I am joined by three guests on today's episode. We have Sarah and Amy from the USDA, and then Curtis is joining us from the BFRDP Clearinghouse. So Sarah and Amy, can you just introduce yourselves, give a brief explanation of what you do for the USDA and how you're helping beginning farmers and ranchers?
Happy to. I'll kick it off. I'm Sarah Campbell. I'm USDA's National Beginning Farmer and Rancher Coordinator. So my job was created in the 2018 Farm Bill and outlines a whole host of duties, but I tell folks what I do is everything and anything beginning farmers at USDA. I think I have one of the best jobs at USDA because I get to work with all the different agencies, all the different staff on beginning farmer and rancher related issues. I do a lot of work with the Farm Production and Conservation Mission Area since those are the agencies that have the most programs for beginning farmers and ranchers directly, and where a lot of new farmers and young farmers and folks getting into agriculture actually engage with USDA is with those agencies and those programs. So that's where I'm housed, and we have a small team. We have regional beginning farmer and rancher coordinators, as well as state beginning farmer and rancher coordinators. And I'm joined here by Amy, who is one of those. But yeah, I work across the department on with all the different agencies. We run some special projects and educational initiatives out of the Beginning Farmer Shop. We support the field staff who are engaging new producers and reaching them and trying to make sure they have access to our programs. We look at policy and program issues. So it is everything that touches beginning farmers, we get to work on a little bit at USDA. So it's very fun.
I'm Amy Swenson. I am the State Beginning Farmer Coordinator for Michigan. And the way that that's kind of laid out is we have a coordinator for each state, and then we have champions underneath those that represent the various agencies within the state. So that would be NRCS, RMA, and RD. And we all kind of work together. And so what I've been doing is since I've been coming on board is really trying to build a broader team, not only over our state agencies with NRCS, RMA, and RD, but also within our staff to really kind of change the way that folks are thinking about what beginning farmers are. So as an agency, you know, farmers don't stay stagnant in their age, right? we all age, and we all kind of age out of farming eventually, hopefully not sooner than later. But beginning farmers are really a key to our future. So what I've done is really start to implement a kind of a change of mindset within our state staff on how to think about engagement with not only our current producers, but with our potential producers, and really trying to bridge some community gaps with getting folks in the door and understanding what beginning farmers mean, what we can offer them as an agency, and our sister agencies as well. So it's a lot of wonderful work. I've been working with beginning farmers for probably 20 years. I'm a producer myself, and I've done a lot of beginning farmer education before I came on to the Farm Service Agency. So it was a really nice transition for me to come on and start facilitating some of these, you know, more formal conversations with producers in the community. We also do a lot of veterans work as well.
We also have Curtis here, a colleague of mine at the BFRDP Clearinghouse. Some of our listeners might recognize Curtis from a couple episodes in season one. Curtis, why don't you introduce yourself and share a little bit what you do with Clearinghouse?
Curtis Monken, like Megan said, I'm with the BFRDP Clearinghouse. One of the things that I really do here is I try to interface with all of the other projects, you know, and I work pretty closely with Megan with the podcast, but also just in working with the projects that are funded by BFRDP and able to get that educational effort out to beginning farmers.
Before we get into specific ways the USDA can help beginning farmers, let's define what is a beginning farmer or rancher. So what does the USDA consider to be a beginning farmer or rancher?
A beginning farmer or rancher is somebody who has been farming for less than 10 years. So yeah, 10 years or less. It is not defined by your age, the size of your farm, the type of operation. It is strictly an experience criteria.
Now, you guys talked a little bit about these beginning farmer and rancher coordinators. What are they? How do they provide assistance to beginning farmers and ranchers?
Oh, maybe I'll paint the big picture and then let Amy talk more about her day-to-day and what she actually does, because that is really where the rubber meets the road. Every state has a beginning farmer and rancher coordinator. They're kind of like the team captain, or they sort of steer the beginning farmer ship in their state. So every state has a beginning farmer and rancher education and outreach plan. They do some reporting. They look at the demographics of beginning farmers in their state and, you know, the sort of who's participating in what programs, and kind of do some analysis and see where they think we could be doing a better job reaching or supporting those producers, and then they develop a plan. And so those beginning farmer coordinators have a really important job because they work kind of internally with the state and coordinate across the different agencies that all have beginning farmer facing programs, and kind of get everybody working together to reach and help new farmers access USDA programs and resources. But also they're kind of a traffic director or a navigator. They get a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails from folks at various stages in their new farmer journey, from thinking about farming. We get a lot of calls from folks who aren't necessarily program ready, or they're wanting to start a farm, but they're not actively farming, and they're trying to figure out kind of how to even just navigate that part of their beginning farmer journey, to folks who maybe been in it a few years, or maybe they're kind of a longer term beginning farmer and they've been farming for 5 years or more and they really want to expand the operation or buy property. They kind of run the gamut. And so they'll reach out, and that's also the role of those coordinators, is to kind of do some like triage and try to figure out what's the best way to help that person. So is it referring them to, you know, a farm organization or somebody who helps with business plans, or making sure that they're connected to their local office, or that they're talking to a loan officer or working with their conservation folks? They know the lay of the land and what all the beginning farmer resources are in their state. That's their job. And so then they kind of help those folks find all those things and fit those pieces together. So they're, you know, a navigator for producers, and they work with the farm organizations in their state and, you know, do a lot of referrals, but also on our side, make sure that we're kind of reaching our goals and have a plan to reach those producers. And I'll let Amy add more, because she does a lot of really great creative work in her state.
Oh, well, thank you, Sarah. Sarah did a really great job of kind of outlining, you know, how we necessarily approach our beginning farmer objectives. For me, I'd say it can be easily more than a full-time job. So the way that it's laid out is we're listed on the USDA website for every state as a beginning farmer coordinator. And so what'll happen is folks will find that website at one of the many avenues, but they'll find that website and they'll contact me. So I get several emails a week, sometimes phone calls directly. And as Sarah mentioned, they range from, hey, I've got 40 head of cattle and I don't know how to sell them, to, I think I want to start farming, but like, what should I grow? So I need land. Where can I go? So it really does run the gamut of experience and knowledge. So I'd say in Michigan, the thing that we're doing is, of course, because beginning farmers are so near and dear to my heart, I have helped create a state task force with our partner organizations, particularly MSU Extension is our primary one. And what we're doing, one of our big lifts right now, is we're creating what we call the Beginning Farmer Index Guide. And so basically what we're doing is we're compiling all of the agency resources, all the partner resources into this one existence to where somebody can call up and say, hey, I think I want to do some small scale vegetable production for farmers markets. Where do I start? And we can say, okay, so here's your index. Go to small scale vegetable production. It's going to tell you every single person you need to talk to, every source of grants that you might be able to find, every source of funding you might be able to find. What's your infrastructure need to look like? And where can you find more information about how to do that? So we're bringing in a team of experts across all of our stakeholders and partners. There's about 30 folks that are coming together to pull this together. It's going to take about a year to put together. And then we have a really large producer expo here in the state, and we're going to onboard it there. We're going to do a session so folks can get familiar with it. So that's one of our larger projects that we do. But on a day-to-day basis, I would say that my time is really about 50-50 stakeholder and partner engagement and then producer engagement or what I call pre-farmers. I like to call them pre-farmers, the folks that aren't quite there yet, but need to get the information to get started. So of course, they do need to have a certain level of knowledge and experience to be able to access some of our USDA programs, right? So a lot of those folks don't quite have what they need to get in the door yet. They're not quite ready for FSA or NRCS. So a lot of what my job is connecting those folks to our stakeholders and partners so that they can get that knowledge and experience, get that foundation so that we can continue to follow them as they go from pre-farmer to producer and can enter our USDA system and be successful. So the idea is to kind of cater, not necessarily handhold them, but, be a support for them through the entire process and build that relationship. I think a lot of what we do is relationship building. I think we shoot ourselves short if we just pick up the phone and say, okay, go to this website. So I really try to avoid that. I really try to build relationships with these folks so that they know that they have a support system, because a lot of what we do as an agency should be customer service, right? So if we can create that foundation of a relationship, once they are getting into these county offices as beginning farmers and starting to do their acreage reporting or whatever it might be, or they're going through EQIP with NRCS, they are going to have a relationship with that office for years, sometimes decades. So it's really important for us to kind of build that foundation very, very early on. So that's a lot of what I do.
Now, there's also these USDA service centers. How do they differ from the coordinators, and in what ways are they helping beginning farmers?
Okay, so our service centers are actually the offices that exist within the counties. And so what'll happen is somebody will contact me and say, hey, I want to do this. And I'll say, my first question to them is, what county are you in? Because that allows me to connect them to the right folks in their county, whether it's partners or stakeholders or our actual service centers. So our service centers are actual physical buildings that exist in the counties. Not all counties have a physical location. They may do shared management, but there is a county executive director and a district conservationist for NRCS representing every county in the country. So that is going to be their connection point. That's where they're going to go in to do all their paperwork. That's where they're going to go in to, fill out applications, do acreage reporting, disaster claims, whatever it might be, they're going to interact with that service center. That's going to be their focal point.
Now, there are a bunch of challenges that new farmers face. How can the different sections of the USDA, like the Farm Service Agency, Risk Management Agency, how can all of these different divisions help beginning farmers tackle those challenges?
USDA has so many programs. I mean, the individual agencies have like endless sort of programs and resources for producers. I tell folks, when I got started with FSA in the field, I made flashcards for all of the programs and like what their acronyms were and their definitions and kind of what they offered. And they were like my quick cards. And I would just sit there at my desk. And that was how I learned all the programs, because there were just so many. So there's a ton of resources, and it can be very overwhelming and confusing to navigate. And that is why, the work of our folks out in the field like Amy, who are playing this critical role, are so important, because it can be overwhelming. beginning farmers face a lot of challenges. I'm also a producer, so I'm a beginning farmer, though I'm kind of approaching the aging out. I think I've been doing it about 8 years now, and it's really hard to start a farm. It's very capital intensive. Land is increasingly hard to find, increasingly expensive. You know, you have all of the challenges that just come with production as well as the business side. And I think USDA has a lot of really great resources for folks, especially to support them in that production space. We have financing, you know, crop insurance, risk management tools, kind of all of these things that you need for that side of the business. The, you know, actual kind of business side, the like running the farm, you know, your local service center or folks like Amy, you know, they're going to be able to direct you to a lot of our partners and our stakeholders. And that's where we really lean on those relationships and those collaborations for folks to build the, you know, business planning skills, the marketing, the farm financial management, financial literacy. That's a really key part and maybe not necessarily something that's going to be delivered at the local service center, but they can direct folks to those resources. We definitely engage in that space at USDA. We do a lot of work, for example, at the Beginning Farmer Shop. We've got a taxpayer education initiative now, and we're putting a lot of resources about ag taxes out there for both farmers and the people who work with them. So we support a lot of the folks who are doing that kind of day-to-day work with producers on the ground and getting them resources to help them with the other piece. But, you know, USDA has conservation, financing, risk management, you know, there's a disaster. We tell folks like call your local office. You know, if you've had flood, frost, kind of, you know, fire, drought, any of it, make sure you're working with your local office. There might be something there, but we've got, you know, farm financing for folks just starting, you know, micro loan to buying a farm or a guaranteed loan of, you know, over $1 million where we're underwriting with our commercial lending partners. So there's a whole suite of resources, and I'll let Amy talk a little bit more about it because I think she'll probably do a pretty good job of telling you what's going to be the most important to folks who are out there in the world every day doing this.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of folks getting started, if they have the experience and they're ready to come in the door with Farm Service Agency, that means they already potentially have some property that they're owning or leasing. They might have a little bit of experience. We have in Michigan, we have this great program called the Organic Farmer Training Program. So like folks that will go through those types of programs and maybe they have experience coming in that way and they're ready to get going. And I don't want to miss out on mentioning the urban ag production as well. That is a huge, huge, huge growing demographic for USDA and Farm Service Agency and our beginning farmers. We have a lot of beginning farmers in urban ag right now. So I'd say that that's a real big focus. But what will often happen is, you know, when they get in touch with us, first thing they need is a farm number, right? So we need to get them established with a farm number. We get them in the door. We start building that relationship. And then we see what their land looks like, what they're working with. And that will help us determine what type of programs might suit their needs and who we can connect them to. So, you know, if they're just doing a small urban plot, maybe they just need some NAP coverage, some non-insured crop protection, or maybe they're doing actual commodity crops, or maybe they're doing a vineyard or something like that. So every person is so, so specific that we really drill down. We take the time to drill down on each one of those folks to determine what their needs are. I would say, honestly, a large part of what we see for a lot of beginning farmers is connecting with NRCS and going through the EQIP program. That, I call it the gateway to the USDA. It's really such a great start for a lot of folks, you know, for the folks that are looking for hoop houses or they're running a small livestock operation and need internal fencing or watering or something like that. You know, those kinds of programs and technical assistance can really help get folks started. And then for like the business planning side of things, we refer a lot to our extension team in the state. They have a really great business development program for beginning farmers. In fact, our state extension team has a USDA grant to run a beginning farmer program. So they've developed webinars and whatnot. So what I spend a lot of time doing is just this week I've done 3 webinars for different populations of producers, and I'm getting ready to do another one tomorrow. So I'll do these kind of siloed training programs with folks. So I did one for sheep producers just a few days ago, and I really drilled down on, you know, what is very specific for sheep producers and how we can kind of amend some of these other programs to meet their needs. And tomorrow it'll be more sheep, but also some vegetable producers, right? So, you know, just getting those folks in the door and understanding exactly what their needs are, we can really start to itemize what programs. Some people are interested in solar, right? And so they're going to maybe go to RD for that. Or they're doing large commodity crop systems that they're taking over from a grandfather or something like that, and we can connect them with RMA. So there's a lot of different ways to do it. It's never ending, right? There's so much. There's just so much. And there's so many ways to do it. So anybody listening, I encourage to just go to that service center and have that conversation, contact your BFR coordinator, and you know, get some really itemized insight into what your personal needs are.
Yeah, everybody's USDA journey is different. And, you know, we might be kind of with a producer through the whole life cycle of their farm operation. They, you know, we get in at the ground and help them get started. And then they, you know, farm the rest of their lives. And so, and they work with USDA, but for some folks, maybe they're further along or they only need a few programs and resources. It's really different for every producer. When I talk to farmers, I just say, like, tell me about your farm. Like, what's your operation? Just tell me about it. And then as kind of like a heat map or like a switchboard, like they just start letting them like, oh, that program, that one, that agency, you know, are you doing all of these things? Cause there's just so many, it's really hard to say, this is where you should start and this is where you'll end. Cause it looks really different for every farmer. And that's, you know, why we want them to be building those relationships at the local level and working with the local office, because that is so important, you know, for the local loan officer, conservation staff to get to know them and their operation, because also our programs change. We get new farm bills, we have disasters. And so nothing is static. So sometimes maybe there wasn't a resource before, but they might be. And if somebody's has a good working relationship with USDA, when that new program appears, you know, folks are going to refer them to that or let them know about it so they can take advantage of that.
Yeah. And just to follow up on that too, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I get a lot of calls from folks that are like, what should I grow? What should I do? Where should I grow? Where should I, you know, and I always tell people, like, you're going to be more successful doing what you want to do rather than what you think the market wants you to do, right? So if you're getting into farming, you're getting into absorbing an identity, so to speak. This is going to become a large part of your identity for a very long period of time, if not a lifetime. So you want to do what you love, and we can help support you with that. Don't look for us to say, hey, you should grow this, this, and this to be successful, because we can support you in the best way this way, because that's not accurate. What's accurate is you come to us and tell us what you're doing, what you want to do, what you're passionate about, and we can find the programs to help support you with that.
There are also some online resources, right, with farmers.gov. What can producers get from that website?
Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't talk about farmers.gov. So farmers.gov is a great website. You know, all of the individual agencies still have their own websites, but farmers.gov was a really fun and unique project because, you know, a lot of us at USDA sat down and thought about, you know, how does a farmer sort of navigate all of this? And we at USDA, as USDA employees, we know our programs, we know our agencies, and we very much see them kind of in their silos or their buckets. We're like, oh, well, that belongs in farm loans and that belongs in conservation, but that's not really how, you know, the producers see them. They just, you know, it's all USDA. They're all our programs. I go to my local office. I talk to these different employees. Kind of the like distinctions are less clear. So that website is designed to be navigated from a producer perspective and built around kind of their needs. Do you have conservation needs, financing, disaster? And so we have farmers.gov/newfarmers. So it's a page that kind of lays out a potential sort of journey and resources for folks getting started. There's a lot of really great tools on farmers.gov, and we're constantly adding new things. There's some really great kind of farm loan tools on there, and they keep building out new ones. So now folks can actually like log in and pay their loans or apply for loans online. But there's also kind of there's a farm loan discovery tool. So you can go in and kind of navigate through a series of questions, and it'll sort of spit out what loan might be a good fit for you and walk you through, you know, what you would need for that application. Farmers.gov/taxes is a whole part of that website where we have tons of resources on farm taxes, from, you know, setting up your business entity, finding a tax preparer, and how to sort of screen for somebody who's knowledgeable about agriculture to, particular topics. So there's a lot of resources there. It's a great place to start. We also link to farmanswers.org there. You know, USDA has, we got a lot of great partners, and there's so much information on the internet and online. It can be a really great resource, though maybe also at times overwhelming. So I think if folks can kind of marry using what we've got online and then also accessing their local in-person sort of support system, be that, you know, Extension, the stakeholder organizations, our partners, our USDA employees on the ground, with all of the great resources and information that's online, that's going to really support their journey.
The BFRDP Clearinghouse also aids beginning farmers and ranchers. We did an episode in season one talking about the Clearinghouse, but Curtis, can you just recap a little bit what the Clearinghouse is and how it relates to the USDA beginning farmer and rancher programming?
Well, so first, let's just, the word clearinghouse, I think that throws people off. What do we mean by that? And really all we mean is that we are a single place to connect educators, producers, but also to provide some of these other resources that Sarah was talking about. So like if you went to farmanswers.org, which is the Clearinghouse website, you could go and you could find resources on financing, things to think about with as you're preparing your business plan, even tools. We have a section of toolboxes that are on farm financial management or business planning or organic transition, various other topics that are like that. But we also have a library of resources. I think there's nearly 6,000 resources that are in there. So both Sarah and Amy were talking about all of the various things that beginning farmers have to think about. And there's likely something in the library to help someone think about all of the various pieces of what they're wanting to think about. There's also a programs database where you can go and find programs, educational programs, like what Amy was talking about with Michigan State. You could go find their programs in that database so you can, connect with those programs. But one of our newest sections is actually this USDA assistance page that we have. So we try to find all of those places that both Sarah and Amy were talking about for funding, grants, things like that, and put them in one place where somebody could go and see, okay, am I interested in a farm loan? I grew up on a farm. My brother's still on the farm. He's trying to figure out how to finance some robotic milkers. So, he's going through a lot of those resources now too. So, but really we kind of look at ourselves as another place where educators, producers can connect with USDA and FSA and all of the other resources. I know since Sarah has taken her position, we've worked together a few times on trying to get things to kind of line up. So that's kind of the overall thing. But, we also, like I mentioned earlier, we really do interface and work with the other funded projects for beginning farmers that are non-government organizations, land grant institutions, community-based organizations who are delivering that beginning farmer education. We really do try to connect them with each other so that they can network and share resources across programs, but also to help them get their educational effort out to a bigger audience of beginning farmers.
So we covered a bunch of different tools and people who can provide assistance to beginning farmers and ranchers. So where can beginning farmers and ranchers find, I know you mentioned it before, Amy, but where can they find their state BFR coordinator?
farmers.gov/newfarmers is the landing page for all things beginning farmers. And it has a little box and says, find your estate coordinator here. And that pulls up the list of all of them for all of the states. And we work very hard to keep that page current and up to date. You know, if somebody's going on, taking some leave or changes jobs, we try to get that updated as soon as possible. So that is the best and most up-to-date place to find those folks.
Awesome. Well, thank you all for joining us on the podcast and sharing more about the USDA and BFRDP.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for listening to the Farm Answers Podcast. This episode was hosted by Megan Engel. To learn more about this USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture's Beginning Farm and Rancher Development Program project or other BFRDP projects, visit farmanswers.org. The Farm Answers Podcast and farmanswers.org are funded by the United States Department of Agriculture National Institute of Food and Agriculture and are a product of the Center for Farm Financial Management at the University of Minnesota.